Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2009, and I'm broadcasting live and in person. Well, sort of in person. Well, I'm in person, so, to some respects. Anyway, I'm here. It's live, and as we've been doing now every day, every New Year's Day since 97. I did my first, well, I guess actually since 98, right? Because the first New Year's Day of my radio career was November 1st. January 1st, 1998, and I started in 97 in November, and then of course we rolled back around to the first of the year in 98. So this is my 12th New Year's show. Some of them were New Year's Day show, live New Year's Day shows, because obviously some New Year's Days were on the weekend. Anyway, I'm here, I'm live, and we've got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. First, I want to talk about, it's just going to be you and me. I want to get the new year kicked off, and I'm going to be doing a fair amount of this every week. I'll be doing one or two of these kinds of segments where it's just you and me, as I've been doing for a long, long time now. I take at least one or two segments every week to talk about, getting ourselves ready for the year ahead. And I'll tell you, the only other year that compares to this one where I, was as cautionary as I am today, as I'm going to be today, was January 1st, 2000. I'm sorry, 2002. The first of the year after we were attacked, 9/11. That was a tough time. The 4 months following the attack, leading up to the first of the year, were really tough times in our economy, and I was very, very worried about our economy. I believed that we were strong. But we just never had been through anything like that before. We had never been through anything being attacked like that, and the way the economy was shut down. I mean, the economy actually flowed backwards for about a month or 6 weeks or so. I actually felt that the economy, the marketplace, flowed backwards. It didn't just stop; it flowed backwards, like a river might. I understand when the great earthquake of the first part of the 19th century hit in the Mississippi Valley, the Mississippi River actually flowed backwards for a while. I felt like it was that kind of thing. So that's the closest example in my lifetime that I can think of being as concerned about the economy. I was then, and frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I am now. Now, am I concerned enough to say that, we're not going to make it? No, that's not it at all. Am I concerned enough to think we're going to have another depression? No, that's not it at all. We're not going to have a depression. We are going to make it. But I am concerned about the next several months. I got to be honest. I'm just, that's one of the challenges that I have in my role here in doing what I do, ladies and gentlemen, is to do what I can to keep us all motivated, to help motivate all of us to be positive about where we're going, what our possibilities are, to be positive about that. But at the same time, I have to report the truth. I have to report the reality. I have to tell you what I see. Because otherwise, we can't deal with it. I've said for many years, I need the information, whether it's good information, whether it's good news or bad news. Obviously, everybody wants good news, but if it's not good news, if it's bad news, I still need that information. You and I can manage. We can survive, maybe even figure out a way to thrive, but certainly we can manage even with bad news, because that's what we respond to, right? That's if we've got bad news, then probably that means it was a surprise. Something happened that surprised us. We didn't expect it to happen, or we hoped it wouldn't happen. But if that's what happens, then so be it. But we can deal with that. If we're good managers, we know how to make adjustments. We know how to take care of those things. And so that's what you and I are going to do over the next few months. We're going to absorb the reality that's in front of us, and we're going to manage it. And that's how we're going to survive. And as you know, and I'm trying to, again, as at some point in time, I've got to make sure that my motivational nature, my attitude about being upbeat and about being positive, being a pathological optimist, I've got to blend that with the truth of the reality in front of us, which is that 2009 is going to be a tough year. And here's why. 2009 is the year that we actually pay for 2008. See, I mean, I know some of you are saying, well, I've already paid. Well, okay, me too. But we're not through. It's not over. I think that all of the damage that was done, and by the way, the damage that was done in 2008 was actually done over many, many years. Actually, in truth, it was done over a few decades, over about 2.5 decades. About 3 decades. The real origins, the headwaters of the problems that came to a head in 2008 began about 3 decades ago in the 70s, late 70s. So 2008 was the year that all of those things came crashing down around us, and it was shocking, and it's been frightening. And there's a lot of fear in the marketplace out there right now. But a lot of that, there aren't too many more shoes to drop, at least none that I know of and most people. Some of the shoes that we know about may be a little uglier than we think, like some of the home foreclosures. We don't know what's going to happen with the automobile companies yet. But at least we know about those. See, that's the bad news that we know about. We can manage that because it's the bad news that we know about. What happened to us in 2008 was we got bad news that we didn't know about it. A lot of it was a surprise. But we had those surprises. They're behind us. We can manage them now, but we are going to have to pay for those surprises. And that's what's going to happen in 2009. I'll take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about this right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy New Year. A little Dire Straits bringing us back. This is Mark Knopfler on vocals and guitar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, and jimsblog.biz. So check those out. You can find them all, everything from smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can click over to my blog there. You can click to the knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter. Check it out. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. We're in our 11th year. No, we're in our 10th year. We're in our 10th year of the newsletter. We finished 9, working on our 10th year, and we haven't missed a Sunday afternoon since then. In hundreds and hundreds of issues. So I hope you'll check that out. I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. No damage, no harm, no foul, no feelings hurt, nothing. Just so check it out. By the way, you can also see an example of the newsletter. I'm really happy about that. On our new website, we actually show you a sample of what the newsletter looks like. And, of course, all the other things that we do there, check out the way you can listen to the show and read articles and check out our Brain Trust members, et cetera, et cetera. I'm talking about transitioning from 2008 to 2009. 2009, a year that I think will live in infamy, not the year perhaps, but a year that will live in infamy, only because it's when the chickens came home to roost. All the excesses of the last 30 years of of making loans that we shouldn't have made to people who couldn't qualify for the loans. All the years of the credit card debt, mounting, some people having way too much credit card debt. All that stuff came home to roost. The automobile companies, all the things that they've been screwing up on with their partners, including the trade unions, all that came home to roost. On and on, the credit crisis, all that came home to roost. And so, you know, I have a saying that I've learned in my career about when things start going bad. You know, we all say, okay, if things go bad, you know, I've got this to fall back on, I've got that to fall back on. But what I found is that more times than not, when it starts going bad, it all goes bad. And that's what happened in 2008. It all went bad. And but 2008's behind us. It was the year of surprises, right? It was a year in infamy. It was an interesting year. It was an unprecedented year on many, many levels. But it's behind us. Now, that's the good news. Here's the bad news. We didn't pay for 2008 yet. It's not paid for yet. All the things that happened in 2008, you know, a lot of times when things happen, you know, that's the bad news and it's behind us, right? The residual of cleaning up 2008 is in front of us. It's not behind us. We paid for some of it in 2008, but I'm going to say no more than about 10%. A lot of what's got to be done to clean up what happened in 2008, what culminated, the things that came to a head in 2008, we're going to have to pay for those. And part of that is going to become part of that payment is going to come in a slow economy, which we're going to have for a while. You know what a recession is? No, not the technical term. A recession is the medicine that a marketplace has to take when it goes too far. The way the marketplace cleans up bubbles and irrational exuberance and extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds, the way the marketplace cleans that up, the medicine it takes for that is a recession. And it has to play out. It just has to play out in front of us and around us. And we're in that right now. And so what you and I've got to do, small business owners, and I'm a small business owner just like you, what we've got to do is we've got to make sure that while the economy, while we are paying for all the things that happened leading up to the events of 2008, that while we're all paying for all that, which we will, and it will hurt, it will be painful. I can't sugarcoat this, ladies and gentlemen. While we're doing that, you and I have to find a way to survive. And I'm telling you, you've heard me in the last few weeks. You've heard me ask our really smart Brain Trust members, is there any shame? Is there anything that you can think of am I being too dour? Is Jim Blasingame being too dour when I offer you our small business attitude for 2009? You've heard me say it before. I'm going to say it again. I'll say it many times in the future. I'm going to win by surviving. When I've asked our smart guys who are out there where the rubber meets the road, just like you and I are, is that too dour? Is that over the top? Have I gone too far? Every one of them have said no. So 2009, we're going to win by surviving. That's my goal. I want that to be your goal. I'm going to win by surviving. If a year from today, you and I are still making payroll, then we have had a good year. That's going to be my attitude. And there's no shame in that. There's nothing wrong with that. Can we do better than that? Yes. Is it possible to do better than that? Absolutely. Should that be our goal? No problem. I got no problem with that. But if you survive, if you just survive, you'll have a good year. And that's going to be our goal. Now, as we get into the year, if things pick up a little bit, if it looks like it's getting a little better as we go along, we'll adjust, right? Let's do it together. We can have a good 2009 together, but we're going to have to pay for 2008. We might as well just get ready for that. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I am here for you. I have been. I'm going to continue to be. We'll make it together. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.